It would be hard to tell there was a park at the end of Harbor Spur Road early Friday morning. Picnic tables, barbecue grills, a jungle gym, and trash cans laid in a pile along the beach. John Hunter is a fisherman from Igikik who was on his way to the park. He was surprised by what he saw.
There was nothing out here, and I'm looking over the retaining wall, and you've got the bench, the jungle gym, all the grills and everything just tossed over the side. It's kind of a sad sight.
The carnage does not end there. A tent belonging to Victor Goodwin and another camper at the park was decimated. Their personal items were scattered.
Man, I'm just angry. Like, what the heck? Why?
Port and Public Works Director Gene Barrett discovered the damage at the park after he received a call concerning the men's restroom.
Someone had thrown rocks through the urinals, so they're ruined. We have to order new urinals. They're about $350 a piece. So the bathroom's going to be closed down for a while.
Barrett and a crew of workers were on site to clean up the mess. They attached a chain to the bulldozer's bucket and tied it to the jungle gym. It acted as a cradle, hauling the wreckage out of the bay as the tide rushed in. Barrett says this is the second year in a row someone has vandalized the park.
You know, it's disappointment because this really is the only green space we have for Dillingham, you know. We try to keep the place clean and organized and neat for people to use, and it's well used. I mean, you know, we're not gonna let them deter us. We're gonna clean it up and get everything back normally.
Barrett says the park should be ready for use again by Saturday. He plans to bolt all of the equipment to the ground. There is no current timetable for the men's restroom. While there are cameras at the harbor, they are not in service. There are also no suspects at this time. Barrett encourages anyone with information about the vandalism to contact him or the police. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.